Have you ever considered that what brings down an entire market might not be fundamentals at all, but simply a compelling enough story? On Monday, the 23rd of February 2026, Wall Street was unusually unsettled. IBM plunged 13%, and the software sector fell broadly. But the fuse that ignited sentiment was not Goldman Sachs, not Morgan Stanley. It was a small, largely unknown research firm called Citrini Research. They published a thought experiment titled The 2028 Global Intelligence Crisis in Chinese-Speaking Circles. It was immediately dubbed the 2028 AI Slaughterhouse. The report sketched out a five-linked chain. AI drives corporate layoffs, profits surge, but AI only produces, it does not consume. This is what they call phantom GDP. From there, intermediary industries get hollowed out, white-collar unemployment triggers a consumption collapse, and the shockwave then transmits into private credit markets and your pension and mine. The most sobering part is that this downward slope has no brakes. But what I am genuinely concerned with is not whether those five links are correct. One of the report's authors, Shah, openly acknowledged that his strategy is talking bearish while positioned long. He was speaking with a position already on the table. This maps precisely onto Robert Shiller's narrative economics. Narratives shape reality. So the thing that should alarm us most is that the market's immune system has grown so weakened that a single thought experiment is now enough to trigger convulsions. For Taiwan specifically, if the first two links play out in the United States, the shockwave of the fourth link will not stop at the Pacific.